that Krishna, who is the original personality of Godhead, who has a beautiful eternal body, full of knowledge and bliss, and he is the cause of all causes, the original person. So, there are many forms of Godhead, and to worship of any of them is perfect and complete in itself. And there are many devotees of each of the forms of Godhead who are rightly situated. But when we look on the vision, especially of our Goswamis, and of course of Lord Brahma in his prayers in the Brahma Samhita, we find that Krishna, Govinda, is the original personality of Godhead, from whom all of the other forms of Godhead have expanded. There's nothing wrong with saying that Varaha or Nrisimha, Vasudeva or Sankarshan are one and the same as Krishna, but at the same time we understand that Krishna is the original personality. Krishna has 64 qualities, though each of those qualities are unlimited in themselves, and to put a number on his qualities doesn't in any way limit Krishna. But this is how the acharyas have described Krishna, so we can have some understanding from our small position. Now the living entities, they have 50 of the same qualities as Krishna, but in very minute portion. So the qualities are the same nature, but the degree to which those qualities are manifested is very minute. And the attractiveness of those qualities is minute in comparison with the attractiveness of the qualities, the same qualities displayed by Krishna. So in the same way, as living entities are very minute in comparison with Krishna, and that their qualities, the 50 which they possess, are of a much lesser degree and a much lesser attractiveness than those same qualities which are in Krishna, are originating from Krishna. So we have the form of Narayana and Vishnu, and of original forms of Brahma and Lord Shiva. They also possess 5 more qualities. And again, in the same way, of all those qualities are very wonderfully manifested. They are lesser degree than the qualities, 5 qualities which are within Krishna. Of course, Narayana, he's the supreme personality in Vaikuntha, in Mahavaikuntha, and he possesses 60 qualities. In an unlimited way, and yet still, inconceivably, those qualities are even more unlimitedly manifested in Krishna. The last 4 qualities is beautiful pastimes, and his sweet devotees, his sweet playing of the flute, and his sweet, beautiful body. These four qualities are possessed by Krishna, and according to Srila Rupa Goswami, and also supported by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krishna Sambhava, they are also, Balaram and Vasudev also possess 64 qualities, but in a lesser degree than Krishna. Now we can understand very easily that Lakshmi Devi, very chaste wife of Narayan, is attracted to Krishna. So we can understand from that that Krishna inconceivably is more attractive than Narayan, that even a chaste lady like Lakshmi Devi performs austerities because she wants to enter into the pastimes of Krishna. She would like to attain a position of one of the gopis, conjugal relationship with Krishna. But the degree of her surrender, of her mood, that is not sufficient to be able to enter. So she has to stay on the outskirts, performing austerities, worshipping Krishna and desiring that she could attain a similar position as the wonderful devotees of Krishna, particularly the gopis. Now Vasudev is the lord of Dwarka and Mathura. He is worshipped by the most beautiful personalities of Satyabhama and Rukmini Devi, along with all of the other 16,000 queens. He also plays the flute sometimes. He has beautiful body, he has wonderful pastimes. But he himself, what to speak of Rukmini and Satyabhama, Kalindi and others, they are attracted to Krishna. Both Rukmini and Sarabhavana, they keep deities of Krishna and worship that deity. Even though they are very chastely attached to Vasudev, they are worshipping Krishna because they understand that Krishna is the sweetest person. So Vasudev himself was anxious to be in Vrindavan. When Krishna manifests his pastimes in this realm, in the Vrindavan which manifests in the material realm, Vasudev enters the body of Krishna to assist in his pastimes, to dispose of the demons, to receive the prayers of the demigods. He wishes to assist Krishna because he is completely attracted to the pastimes of Krishna, to the sweet devotees of Krishna. So all of this begins to, not begin, but conclusively shows that Krishna is the original personality of God, because everyone is attracted. The living entities, the personalities of Godhead, they're all attracted to Krishna. They're anxious to hear about Krishna, to see Krishna. Now Baladev is in every way non-different to Krishna. She has the same parents as Krishna. Lives in the same house as Krishna. Plays his flute, he dances with his gopis, he goes out with the cows. And yet Balaram was attracted to Krishna. Above Balaam enjoys Vasudeva with his gopis, who are different to the gopi girlfriends of Krishna. Still, when Krishna was enjoying his spring Vasudeva in Chandrasarovar, which is close to Govardhan, Balaam was very anxious to observe that. So he was near Govardhan, just sat a little way up on Govardhan so he could look across and see the dancing of Krishna and the gopis. And as he watched their dancing, he became so absorbed, so attracted to Krishna's pastime, that his white body turned black. So much attracted to the pastime. Yes, Balaram and Krishna, they are not to be considered different, but still we understand that Krishna is the most attractive. Srila Prabhupada once asked that, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? Some devotees replied, no, Balaram is stronger, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada pointed towards our Krishna Balaram deities there in Vrindavan and said, no, you don't see? Balaram is leaning on Krishna because Krishna is stronger. Now Krishna was always never alone. His potencies are there, his devotees are there. And Krishna's potencies are also more potent than the potencies of each of the expanded personalities of Godhead. Even of Balaram, what to speak of all the other things. When Lord Brahma stole the cows and cowherd boys, and then for 1 year expanded as the cowherd boys and calves, Balaram did not realize at first. He was also thinking, no, this is... He was also under illusion. Eventually he, when he saw the cowherd boys were displaying, the mothers of the cowherd boys were displaying the same affection for their sons as had previously been displayed towards Krishna. And the cows, they become so much more attached to their calves as they were to Krishna groups. Then he concluded, oh, what is going on here? This attraction could only be there if this is Krishna. So then he inquired from Krishna, what is, and Krishna confirmed his suspicions that he had expanded his life. So Krishna's potency can even be ruled out Balaram. So, Govindamadi Krishna, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Because he is the sweetest, because he plays the flute so sweet, that everyone, Lord Shiva to the Narayans, Vasudeva and Sankarsan, even Baladev, they all become bewildered. These sweet pastimes. Baladev was expanded into so many forms just to assist those pastimes. So yes, a devotee can become attached to any of the forms of Godhead. And yes, he is perfectly situated. But the Goswamis have given us the opportunity. Srila Prabhupada has given us the golden opportunity that we cannot see become attached to Krishna, original personality. We cannot see go to Vrindavan. We cannot see take shelter of the devotees of Krishna, the most intimate devotees of God, and also attain service there in Vrindavan, according to our heart's inclination. Now, some people misunderstand, they try to separate Krishna from Balaram, from Narayan, from Vasudev. This is also not right. Some people put on a false pretense that I don't want to hear the pastimes of Vasudev, I don't want to hear the pastimes of Balaram, I only want to hear the pastimes of Krishna. Certainly one may be generally more attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. After all, they're the most attractive. But a devotee is never averse to any of the forms of Krishna, of any of the pastimes of Krishna, in whichever form he is manifesting them. The Sahajas, they like to act out, but yes, I'm a Manjaya, I'm a Gopi, I don't want to hear, close their ears if you mention Ryan's pastimes or Dwarka pastimes. This is an immediate symptom of a bogus personality. In Vrindavan, Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, Gopis and Gopas, they celebrate the different appearance days in the Shimade, Varaha, Ramachandra, they celebrate these. They listen to the pastimes and take great relish in it. Still, they are more attracted to Krishna. Naturally, it's the sweetest. That doesn't mean that they're thinking, oh yes, these other personalities are unnecessary to hear about. The devotees of these other personalities are unnecessary to hear about. They're not so elevated. Every single Vaishnava, every single devotee of the Lord, is a Chintamani gem who can give devotion to other persons. We should be anxious to gain their association. But it is only via that association that we can attain the service. Yes, a devotee of Krishna will try to point out to the other devotees that, or just see, Krishna's pastimes are so much sweeter. Why don't you approach the service of Krishna? But they will not think any less of those devotees if they do not become attracted. They will not criticize them and say, oh yes, you are lesser. We have the example of Rupa and Sanatan. They had a younger brother, Anupam. He was very much attached, totally attached, to the service of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. But they were encouraging him, why? Please take up the service of Krishna. Explain in so many ways to him. Krishna is the original sweet personality. That even Lord Ramachandra is attracted. So out of respect for his two elder brothers and out of respect for their great logic and learning, he tried to place his head at the lotus feet of Krishna and enter into the mood of service of Krishna. But then eventually he turned to them and said that I cannot leave the service of Raghunath. So then they embraced him and said, yes, truly you are totally attached to the form of Ramachandra. They were pleased with him. And this is the mood of a devotee. Not, oh yeah, he's a less devotee. We don't want anything to do with him. We don't want to hear the pastimes of that form of Godhead. That's just for some neophytes. Putana. She came into the house of Yasoda in the form of a very beautiful lady. They thought, oh, maybe this is the goddess of fortune. They were bewildered by her potency. She came displaying a motherly mood and was allowed to just enter and pick up Krishna. But she was a cheater. So these personalities who are proclaiming, no, we don't want to hear about all these other forms. We're only interested to hear about the manjayas. We're only interested to hear about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They're putanas. Just there to misguide people. And yes, they present very sweet pastimes of Krishna and very sweet interpretations, but they know nothing. Devaki and Vasudev, they're totally attached to Krishna. And yet, their love is not of the extent of Mabhyasattvas. Because they still have some knowledge of the opulences of the Lord. And so that prevents them, to some degree, some inconceivable degree, of being able to totally see Krishna as their son. Totally be absorbed in that mother-father relationship. To some degree. So when we try to approach the sweet abode of Raja, the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna, of Krishna and the cowherd boys and Yasoda and Nanda, simply through knowledge, that, oh, this is the topmost. Yes, I know so many pastimes. I can recite so many things. I know what Krishna looks like. I know what the gopis look like. I know what they're doing at this time of day, that time of day. So many things. Yet it's all stopped by knowledge. There is no sweetness there. There is no real surrender. And thus they cannot enter into Braja. There the cowherd boys are convinced, oh, this is Krishna our friend. He's one of us. I can ride on his shoulders. I can wrestle with him. I can defeat him. Because they're absorbed in their service. 100% surrender. So Krishna is surrounded by sweet devotees, loving devotees, who are much more surrendered than the sweet devotees of Dwarka, Mathura, Ayodhya, Vaikuntha. They are surrendered so much that their only desire is to understand the desires of Krishna and to satisfy those desires. And their full surrender is not inhabiting their service in any way. Enhancing their service in every way. For simply to have so much knowledge about the Dharma of Vrindavan, about Krishna, about the gopis and gopas, about what they're doing moment by moment, is not sufficient. But we must get the blessings of the devotees. We must get ultimately the blessings of those devotees, the Brijavasis, particular Brijavasi, according to the particular mood we'd like to develop. And learn how to surrender and develop that mood. Surrender deep into that ocean of devotion. So we've been given the opportunity, the rare opportunity, that once in a while Lord Chaitanya manifests, once in a while Sri Rupa Goswami manifests. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna from the Kunyas of Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, the most intimate servant. And the Acharyas coming down to our Srila Prabhupada, they're the intimate servants of the servants of God. And they can give the opportunity to actually come in contact with the service of the original personality. This is not always available. The Lord is appearing again and again and again, like the waves of the ocean. But in the third chapter, the first canto of Bhagavatam, it says that Krishna is the origin of all these personalities. He is the sweetest. He appears just once in a while, once in a day of Rupa. But even then, hardly anyone can understand him. So when Lord Chaitanya appears, then the opportunity is given. The opportunity to enter into the sweetest of all pastimes, Nam Sankirtan, which is none different to that Rasa Lila, which every personality of Godhead, every living entity besides those who are bound up in the material world, in which your bodies, attracted to. We must be very careful that we don't get cheated by the Putana, the false instructors, the false gurus. We are very clever at bewildering. But are not clever at actually giving the mood of devotion that one can actually enter into the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
What exactly is the difference between Devaki, Vasudev, or Krishna, and versus Samanas?
Yes, their mood, their knowledge that this is the personality of Godhead. And Yasoda and Nandamayas, they have no concept of that. They're just totally absorbed that this is our Krishna. When Udab came to instruct Yasoda and Nandamaraj, then they were saying, what are you talking about? Our Krishna, he can't even stand hunger, what to speak of being, you know, this great personality you're talking about. He can't even withstand a little while being hungry. He starts crying immediately. Simply this degree of knowledge which inhabits that natural flow of full affection. Of course, when we see the manifest pastimes, then by arrangement that everyone can become attracted, then it appears sometimes that Yashoda and Nandamaraj had knowledge of Krishna's great position as a personality of Godhead. But actually this is just to be able to attract all types of devotees, those who also want to see Krishna as a personality of Godhead, want to see the opulences. But as one becomes more and more attracted then to the original form of Krishna and to Yashoda and Nanda's love for Krishna, then that will all drop away. And you actually see the original Yashoda and Krishna and their real pure love for Krishna, which is not tinged by that knowledge of his opulences. And we have to be careful, you know, Yashoda and Vasudeva were, we shouldn't start thinking, oh, they're not there. But still, inconceivably, Yashoda and Nanda are that much more. So when everyone gathered in Kurukshetra, eventually Yashoda and Krishna, Yashoda and Nanda came there, and Krishna saw them and came rushing to them. So then Devaki turned to Vasudeva and the others and said, oh, you better go and meet everyone else now, because he's not even aware of our presence anymore. He was so much absorbed in that they said there's no point in us staying here. Simply just a degree of that much more surrender that the full love can. Yes.
Then what's the difference between the two types of surrender? Is it self-interest or?
Yes, self-interest. Surrender is that we're willing to accept Krishna as he is and his desires as they are. And we want to simply satisfy Krishna's desires. It doesn't matter at all. I just want to, we're in Dwarka and other places, to some degree, they want the personality of Godhead to be in a particular way. They want him to be the great king, they want him to be the lord of everything, whatever it may be. But they're just willing to accept Krishna as he is, just a simple cowherd boy. But of course, from our position, which is, I don't know, contaminated is the right word, but covered still by that thing that we've seen the opulence of the Lord, then it's hard for us in this particular position to see that as something not necessarily so great. But actually, to see through that thing and be able to see the personality of Godhead as he is, just as it, then we find that original personality, we find his original desires and senses and body, and we're able to enter into satisfying those senses and body and desires without them being covered by the opulences. And thus there's a chance of satisfying the personality of Godhead, and he naturally becomes even more attractive to those devotees because he can be himself without having to be inhabited by, oh yeah, I have to pretend to be the king, I have to pretend to be the great creator. Anyone else? the Papa, the King.